The report studied almost 600 people, mostly men, mostly under 30, who had committed a crime with a firearm, like a homicide or armed robbery, between 2009 and 2014. It found that risk factors like poverty, low educational levels, a traumatic home life, and unemployment were all strong indicators of gun violence.
And what I am learning is that you really want to pay attention to the highest risk populations.
That's Department of Health and Social Services Secretary Rita Landgraf.
And then do more of a wraparound service delivery and supports at all levels.
That's exactly what the CDC is recommending, a risk assessment tool that could catch a high-risk young person before he commits a gun crime. That tool would combine data from different social service agencies to flag high-risk individuals. Service providers would then try to intervene with the right therapy or job placement program before the individual commits a gun crime. Landgraf says that privacy concerns and resource challenges are potential barriers to the pilot risk assessment tool. She says a community advisory board that can issue recommendations on helping at-risk youth is also in the works. In a statement, Wilmington Mayor Dennis Williams said, quote, "These recommendations presented by the CDC will help us to begin focusing our attention on preventative measures that reach our youth and lead to long-term solutions addressing violent crime," end quote. Ann Hoffman, Delaware Public Media.